This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today we're talking about the red flags in relationships, those we shouldn't be taking for granted, especially if we are ready to commit or if we want to commit. Or should we not be taking any red flag for granted? Is any red flag very red? And should it signal some sort of a concern when it comes to the relationship or the partner that we are with? That is the conversation that we are trying to have this morning. And I wanted to find out from you if you've ever seen a red flag in your past or even the relationship you are in right now. But, you know, you saw it red and you thought, if I just take a closer look, it probably isn't so red. What was it and what ended up happening with that red flag? Did it get worse? Did they do something that could have been avoided? Should you have taken notice of that red flag and respected it as such? Joining us for a conversation is relationship and leadership consultant Themba Ntuli, who is on the line. Today we talk about red flags. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kegani. I'm very well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I am great, thank you. We're talking about red flags today. I mean, the issue of these is sometimes that, you know, a lot of people, we tend to see them. And when we see them, we tend to want to convince ourselves otherwise, that we didn't really see what we thought we saw. So what are some of the things that we call red flags that people should look out for before they commit?
Thanks, Kekani, for having me. I really appreciate it. I mean, the issue of red flags is something that we often talk about it.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think a lot of people see red and then they actually pray and hope that it becomes green.
Mm.
And we sort of like ignore them. So I think it's important that we actually talk about them, because studies have shown that it's not that people see red flags after the breakup. They actually see them way before then. It's just that they hope that this can actually change. So one of those red flags that I want to just talk about, it's the first one, I think it's lack of trust. If you are in a relationship with someone that you cannot trust for whatever reason, you know, they are constantly lying to you, they break the promises they make to you, that's a sign of trust issues in that relationship. So if it's something that is there, it's a red flag, it don't hope that it becomes green, right? Mm. The second one is controlling behavior. If you're in a relationship with someone that really tries to control everything that you do, they isolate you from your loved ones, your friends, your family members. You know, they seem to be a bit possessive and, you know, and they are very much controlling in one way or the other, whether financially, whether they're manipulative or this, that. That's another sign that you cannot, you know, ignore. So if they're in a relationship and you feel like you're not yourself, you're being controlled, it's one of the red signs. The other one is poor communication. Look, we often talk about how communication is a cornerstone of any relationship. It's true. And we can talk about it a bit later on, what do we mean by that. But I mean, if your relationship has got very poor, you know, communication skills, how you guys resolve issues, how you guys, you know, discuss issues that concerns you, you know, if you guys are not aligned in terms of that, how you guys resolve some of the conflicts you have, and you guys have got ongoing communication issues, that is a big red flag. The last one is lack of respect. Look, you know, you cannot claim to love someone if you disrespect them. And I mean, cheating is one of the ways that says, it's one of the biggest and loudest ways of saying, I do not respect you at all. So a lack of respect is, again, one of the red flags that we need to look into in a relationship. If you're in a relationship and you're not respected at all, they don't respect your boundaries, they don't respect your feelings or emotions, then it means that you are in a, you know, there's something really wrong there. The sign is red, it's not green.
Sure. And why would we want to pray that red sign to become green?
Look, I mean, it's because we really want to keep this relationship. We're thinking we're not going to find love.
Yeah.
Listen, I think the truth of the matter is the dating pool is quite a bit dirty. And it's very rare to find someone that really has got good intentions and loves you. And often they're not, you know, people often, you know, get into relationships. And when they want to pray that their red becomes green, it's because they're sort of like, really much desperate. And they've been disappointed one too many times. So they would rather make this one work instead of giving up on it. So they are praying to say, let the red become green.
Sure. And what are the consequences of making such a prayer when things are just, you know, bright red? You just keep praying, but the signs just keep coming and you keep praying. What are the consequences?
And I think, look, I mean, the ultimate, of course, is the relationship breaking. But I mean, more over and above that, one of the consequences of that, of staying in a relationship that is a bit toxic and has got a lot of red signs, is that, number one, you become very much unhappy. So you are not content. The minute you feel really unhappy, I mean, time and again, we have our own conflicts in relationships, but the minute you feel very much, you're not happy, you're not content at all, you are empty in this relationship. That's one of the consequences. The other one is the resentment. You know, there are people that are in relationships not because of love, but because they resent this particular person. So you resent, you know, the person for making you feel the way you feel. You resent the relationship. You resent dating or even agreeing to marry this person. So the minute you feel the sense of deep resentment towards your partner, then it could mean that you actually stayed when there were red flags and you're not supposed to stay. So those are two things that are very much want to talk about, you know, broken trust and, you know, a broken heart, yeah, and how that, you know, contributes to you and how you view life as a whole. But yeah, those are things, some of the fundamental things that people go through when they stay in red relationships.
Sure. And then talking about those fundamentals, maybe in parting, what are some of those that you'd say one needs to be privy of when getting into or committing? What are some of the things we need to make sure of before we commit with a person, especially committing in a union such as marriage?
I think, look, the first one, Kegani, is compatibility. We talk about a lot of things, but we often don't talk about how important it is to be compatible with your partner.
Mm.
And so as a result, I would argue, and I think studies support that, a lot of relationships break up because of incompatibility. We break up because we're incompatible. Incompatible, okay, in our values, in what we hold dear to us. You know, because compatibility does not necessarily mean that you guys have to be one in everything. You know, but it means that you guys, when you're incompatible, it means that you guys share very fundamental different views and desires. So you guys are mismatched. So that's one of the things that we need to look into. Right, you guys have to ensure that you are compatible. And so one of the signs that you are not compatible is lack of communication or constant fights and arguments. If you find yourself in a relationship where you're constantly fighting with your partner about small things, big things, it means that you guys might not be compatible. Lack of support and understanding. I mean, it's hard for me to support someone whom I'm not compatible with.
Yeah.
I need to understand your values. I need to understand what is it that you want to achieve in life. And I need to be aligned with that. If I am not aligned, then it's going to be very much difficult for me to actually support you and even understand you, right? But just one of the things, just to answer your question, I think it's important for one to be self-aware. Self-awareness before you fall into any relationship or even marriage for that matter is very much important. Understand yourself, understand your needs, understand what is it that you value and your boundaries. Understand, you know, love yourself first before you get into a relationship. Another thing that's important is communication. We've spoken about it, and you know, I think it's very much important. One of the things you need to look into, what we call accommodation response. How does your partner respond towards, you know, conflict? It's called accommodation response. It's a very big part of communication. Another part is what you call capitalization response. How does your partner respond when you are bringing to them great news or amazing news? Those are two key things that you need to look into in a relationship. And again, just to answer your question, trust and respect, emotional and physical well-being, those are very much key things that we need to look into when we are falling into a relationship, or better yet, before we even say I do.
Absolutely. And I hope that nobody is busy ignoring the red flags. Hearing you talk is like, yeah, no, I hear him, but maybe, you know. I hope we're all scratching that butt when the red flag is presenting ourselves, and literally just to hear every word you just said. And for those people who would love to get in touch with you for your services, for their relationships, and those who would like to follow you on social media, how can they do that?
All right, Sekane, thank you so much. Look, I am available on social media platforms. The name is Temba Tom Duli. Very much active on TikTok. We've got beautiful conversations that are going there. Again, the name is Temba Tom there. You can find my contact details and my emails and my contact numbers in those spaces. But then follow me on those social media spaces, and then we can have beautiful conversations.
Most certainly. I look forward to having more beautiful conversations with you in the future.
Thank you. Look, I look forward to actually having you, having those conversations with you and the thingy and the listeners. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. There you have it. Guys, let's not ignore anything he said today. You might have heard a few things, and you might think, actually, they're happening in my relationship right now. they are a red flag that should not be ignored at all. So make sure that, you know, you revisit this conversation, you listen to it again and again and again, and try and not find yourself in a situation where when something bad happens or the relationship ends and you're like, you know, but I saw this coming. I saw this 3 years ago coming. Today it's here.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.